visiting with Michael Weeks at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention. Already kicked off the first session. How's it going so far?
Great so far. Great attendance, great involvement. New facility this year. With everything with dealing with COVID, we had to make some changes. But as we looked at it earlier in the year, you know, a lot of other events, we were afraid this may not even happen. But glad that we were able to come find an alternate facility to have this location and really have put forth our members and get them face to face in order to make some policy meetings and things like that and just carry on as business as normal.
Well, let's talk a little bit about why you guys decided it was really important to have it in person, because a lot of folks are going virtual right now, but you guys have decided to come forward and make it to where everybody can interact live and in person.
Yeah, you know, we're face-to-face type people, you know, and that's how we are in agriculture. You know, our business is done with the handshake and face-to-face, and you know, with technology and everything, it does allow us to have some virtual meetings and things like that. And those are fitting and all well and good in their own sense. But, you know, for us as producers and cattle producers of Oklahoma, we just feel like a face-to-face meeting is, you get more done, it's more personable, and you know, we are personable people. In agriculture. So, you know, the fellowship aspect of it, you know, people were just kind of tired of being cooped up and we've been in quarantine quarantine for agriculture is nothing new to us. There's nothing new for us on that aspect of it, but just getting face to face and being one-on-one and being able to sit down and discuss, I think it just gives us a better opportunity.
Some of these farmers have been in quarantine for 30 years.
Correct. Yeah. They don't know any different.
No, so this is kind of a nice thing to get to come out and actually interact with folks just like you.
Right, correct, yes. And like I say, and seeing the trade show, I mean, that's a big part of our event. You know, we couldn't make this place possible without our great trade show vendors and seeing all the newest, latest technologies that are on the market and visiting with those reps. And, you know, you can't really do that in a virtual type setting. Right. So that's very important to our members, I believe, is the trade show aspect of it. So I'm really tickled that we were able to work this out and do have a great trade show this year. We realize that there are a few companies that their corporate policy wouldn't allow them to be there, and we understand that. But some others have stepped up and had really wanted to be here and glad to have them.
What are some of the agenda items that you guys are hoping to talk about throughout this convention?
We've got several different things coming up through our business meetings and our committee meetings. You know, talking about some price discoveries. Then we've got some labeling type issues, cash minimum trades, and just anything else that members want to kind of bring forward. And that's what's a good part about this convention. You know, this is a member-driven organization, and policy is made by our members, and we want to hear from them. So, you know, we have several things some policies that were tabled from our winter policy meeting that we're going to discuss and then invite members to bring forth other issues that they may be facing, and we just want that feedback, and we want that member involvement. And this platform gives us a really good way to receive that.
Right, because there's not a lot of other opportunities for all the members to get together. So now, in the winter meeting that you mentioned, mm-hmm. that's about the only time that they have to come together as a whole group and talk about these things.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. I mean, we use that as our policy meeting as kind of the building block to lead up to convention. Mm-hmm. You know, and we try to always have it here in July, usually typically hot, and you invite people into the air conditioning in order to get some things done. But, you know, if you truly love this industry, you're going to make the time to be here and be active and see what and to make it better. You know, sure. That's what OCA is about, is making the Oklahoma beef industry better. You know, and we all want to work together and do that. And we just need feedback from membership and on how they think that should be to get done, and to see what the vibe is out in the country.
Sure.
You know, input is in any business. Or in any organization, you know, input from its members and from its constituents out in the country, that's what we need to hear.
Well, and also nice to get input from your other ranchers, see what they're doing, see what their cattle look like.
Right. And that face-to-face, it comes back to that face-to-face type meeting, and that's what a lot of this is used for. I mean, people from one side, eastern Oklahoma and western Oklahoma, they converge and say, hey, you know, what's going on out in your world? And, you know, it's just a friendship and a friendly talk and using some of their knowledge knowledge and what works for them mm-hmm. could work for the other person in their operation. So that's a big key to me to convention.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I'm looking forward to a great convention, and I know you are too.
We are too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.